This Being Boss episode is brought to you by 2020, where creative entrepreneurs get authentic real-world stock photos. If you're looking to tell a true story about yourself or your brand, to deliver an honest message to your audience, the photos you use will matter. 2020 has crowdsourced millions of photos from a community of over 350,000 photographers, all available under a simple royalty-free license. Today, they're offering listeners of Being Boss a 5-photo free trial. To start yours right now, go to 2020.com/beingboss. That's the word 20, then 20.com/beingboss to get 5 free photos.
Hey bosses, today's minisode is a question we got live at the Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago.
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm from here. I want to say, Kathleen, I thought I'd seen the most fabulous jumpsuit of the day, but I think yours takes the cake. So,
Thank you.
But I wanted to ask, what advice would you give to people who are just starting out trying to create an online presence to both showcase their work and to connect with other creative people? Like, how do you build or join communities like that?
That's a really good question. I think that it is following the people that you want to follow that inspire you. For example, on Instagram, where do you like to be online?
Yeah, I guess mostly Instagram
Okay.
Or just like people, different artist websites.
My friend recently started his own artist website, and he's both good at like web design stuff. Obviously, I have no idea, but that really inspired me to like think about that more.
And what are you doing? Are you doing design? Sorry, what are you doing? Are you doing design or?
I'm trying to be a writer.
You're trying to be a writer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I think the first step would be to choose a platform. Just pick one, because I think a mistake a lot of people make whenever they like enter the online world, they're like, I need a Twitter and a Facebook and an Instagram and a website, and my website needs a blog and all of these things. Just choose one. Start with one. And if it's a website where you're going to, you know, put your work or, you know, write a blog or whatever, then just do that one thing. Or you can choose something significantly more simple and easy to set up, which would be Instagram. Like, you can have a great image and write the thing. And just focus on that, though. So step number one, choose a platform.
Yeah, and then I'm going to say publish as much as you can. And so for me, in my early days of blogging, I was publishing up to 3 times a day, and a lot of it was garbage, but just that practice. And sometimes I even miss that. Sometimes I think like, oh, I need to get back to that place where I was publishing in that way, even though we're publishing a podcast once a week, every week. It just has evolved and changed, but I miss that kind of frequency and pure, like, prolific publishing. So I would say publish a lot. And then one other thing that I would say to you is look at where people you admire are. So are other writers that you admire, are they on Twitter? Are they on Instagram? So once you have that one platform, which for you is probably a website where you're publishing, then look at where people that you admire are. But then also, I think there's a lot of value in growing up with a bunch of people who are in it with you. So I remember thinking, oh, if I could just be friends with influential person X, Y, and Z, it would be made. And I was like, you know what? Forget that. Hey, let's all of us who are figuring it out get together and lift each other up and become the next wave of influence. Like, let's just do this together and be in it together.
And also, there's so many author events in Chicago, and just going to the book signings and authors who are writing similar things that you want to be writing and asking them to say, I really love your work, buy their book and say, can I take you out for coffee and talk to you and ask you these specific questions. I think a lot of the writing community here is very welcoming and understanding and supportive. And I know a lot of our authors go out to coffee with aspiring writers or students all the time. Again, going back to the honesty and authenticity of like, I bought your book, I'd like to treat you to coffee. I value your time. I have specific questions. I think that that can go a long way.
Yeah, I forget you have the benefit of being in Chicago. We were trying to do it from Oklahoma City and
Florence, Alabama.
So like, we kind of had to do it online to find our people, but I think that you could find a lot of people. And we are all about face-to-face. This is why we're doing events like this. And we just want to be with people in real time, because there is something extra special to that.
This minisode was brought to you by 2020. Check them out at 2020.com/beingboss. That's TWENTY 20 as in the number .com/beingboss.
Did you like this minisode? Be sure to check us out on our website at beingboss.club. There you can find more from Being Boss, including our full episodes, minisodes, and blog posts. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our mailing list so that you can get access to behind the scenes and exclusive content from Kathleen and myself to help you be more boss in your work and life. Do the work. Be Boss.